Radio, okay, Real College Radio. Welcome back to Off the Record. This is going to be a pre-record we're doing with Kara Loudon. Kara released her album Old Lives back in September, and before that you worked with other artists such as Dessa's touring band. Thank you so much for coming in, and we're going to kick things off with our Minnesota-themed question segment. This is going to be Don't You Know.
All right.
So where are you from, Kara, and what is it known for?
I am from Burnsville, Minnesota. That's a great question. I have no idea what it's known for. The Burnsville Mall?
And then what was the first band / show you saw in Minnesota?
Hanson. Hanson was the first concert that I ever went to.
What's their famous song? And then if you could perform anywhere in the state, it doesn't have to be a venue, where would it be?
Sheldon Theater, I think, is really, really beautiful. Yeah.
Where's that?
That Sheldon Theater, Red Wing. Mm-hmm.
And then Prince or Bob Dylan?
Prince.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kara. That concludes Don't You Know. Even though this is going up in the future, you just performed yesterday at the Warming House, right?
Yeah.
So yep. How was that?
It was good. There's a special story with that. So it was with Francis Luke Accord, which is two of my friends, Nick and Brian. And the summer after I graduated college, I, for a very random reason, spent a couple months in Chicago. And on the first night that I was there, I went to an open mic. I met Nick and Brian at this open mic, and we just became instant buddies and sort of those people where you can tell right away that you've met them for a reason, and just the timing of it all. That was the first time that we've done a show together. So it was really, really fun.
Thinking too, this is one of your like really solo projects where you're in the limelight. How were those emotions different?
Mm-hmm. So I started playing music in John Mark Nelson's band, who is also a local artist, no longer lives here. But I started out playing keys and singing in his band, and I got to be a part of Dessa's touring band. I played keys for Jeremy Messersmith. So I feel really, really lucky and grateful to have gotten those opportunities. I love being a part of a group and sort of making someone else's music happen. All that being said, I think doing this album came at a time where it was really important for me because of the fact that it was really scary. By being a side woman, it in a way I could sort of hide behind my insecurities because I am not the person that everyone is focusing on. And so I think now working and focusing on my own stuff has sort of brought up these insecurities that I didn't have to deal with directly. Like, for example, I don't have a big voice. I'm never going to be a belty singer. And that's something that I've always been insecure about. And I feel like when you go into doing a solo project, I all of a sudden was having this like identity crisis. Like, what's my image? Like, how do I want to be portrayed? And I think at the end of it, I just want to focus on being genuine. Even on stage, you know, it is never going to feel natural to me to like jump around and dance on stage. So I don't have to do that then. So I can find ways that feel comfortable with my body and just a lot of things that I'm no longer so anxious about, like especially getting past the release show. I was talking to someone about this. I feel like just doing that sort of opened up the playground now to like have more fun with it and sort of just let go of some of those things that I was so like, it has to be this way or else it's not going to be good. And yeah.
Well, and I think it's so interesting how you've described that too, because when I look at, I actually wanted to ask you about the visuals for the album because they feel so naked and pared down and bare. And I mean, you're talking about being vulnerable, and then the cover is literally, I think it's a simple line drawing of like a nude back. Was that also a very intentional part of curating the look of this kind of departure?
I really like that question. Thanks for asking that. The artwork is by, her name is Sarah Nelson, and she posted on her Instagram that picture of that piece, and I asked her if I could use it for the cover, just because it is so, like, stark and simple, but also, like, really captivating. And as we were recording, one of the things that became really important was the idea of space, using space to create an impact and, like, and give the listener a moment to sort of go within themselves. So there's a lot of songs where there's just, like, a pad going, or sort of those spacey sounds where there's no instruments, it's just kind of, like, floating. And I really like that idea of paying attention to the quiet, so then I feel like those moments when the instruments and the lyrics do come back in, they almost mean more.
That's such an interesting choice to choose, because I feel like musicians are always thinking about the sound of something, and you're saying you literally think about the silence. What triggered that? Like, you're kind of talking about it, but I think that's so fascinating a concept to really focus on the silence of a piece.
It's so interesting to try to go back and think about, like, the writing process and then to how it gets to the final product. And Brett Bullion mixed the record. He really challenged me to think about space. It's kind of funny, like, he would send me back a mix, and I'd be like, where did that instrument go? Like, there's a bunch of stuff missing. And he's like, yeah, I know. Like, there's a song called Piece of the Fire that the whole first verse, it's only a pad. And again, we recorded it like 2 years ago. So it's, sometimes I go back and I'm like, I don't quite remember how we got from there to there. But that's also something that I think is interesting, because I also think, let's add more. And sometimes it can be not what the song needs. So really paying attention to what does this actually need, and what's going to make the listeners feel what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm thinking about literal space in the song, you being somebody who is, like you've said, the kind of back supporting woman for so long, do you find it challenging to take up space as a woman going out and being the person in the limelight now?
It's so against my personality to want to be in the spotlight. And yeah, I sometimes even feel almost apologetic being on stage. I was talking to a friend about imposter syndrome, and he was like, you know what you should do anytime before you're gonna perform? You should just say to yourself, like, I belong here, which is so hard to do. But one of the things he said to me was, nobody else can sing your songs the way that you sing them, because they're yours and you made them.
Well, I'm curious, Carl, when does the flip switch where you made this decision that you were going to put yourself in this scared position, like, if there even is a moment you can point to where you were like, I'm going to do this?
Mm-hmm. You know, they say if you're scared of something, that means it's important. And it took me almost 2 full years from the time that we started making the album to release it. And part of that was because I kept waiting for this perfect time. Like, I want to be my best at my best when I release this album. I want to be healthy. I want to, because I have struggled my whole life with anxiety and mental health issues. And I didn't want to release an album and try to be excited about it when I was feeling like garbage. So I kept telling myself, now's not the time to do it. I want to wait till I feel like it's the right time. And by doing that, I was sort of disregarding the place that I was at currently. What actually helped me get there was facing the fear of doing and putting out this album and doing all that work. That's what then gave me that reward. And hearing people's stories, all that stuff has just been really healing.
It's totally that beauty in the process thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a really great way then to close this out and do for our last question is, because this song's so emotional and it's been such a journey for you, and I personally feel when I listen to this album, it's so intimate, then what are you hoping the audience gets out of it when they listen to it?
This album is about a really specific experience that I went through. And the thing that I love is, no, unless I tell you directly, you don't really know, but I think that's really cool because the listener can then take that to mean whatever it means for their experience and their life. My number one hope, I would say, is to just make people feel less alone in what they're going through.
Well, now that, sorry, I know I said that would be our last question, but yeah. Now that I'm on this cliffhanger, what is that specific moment, if you don't mind me asking?
That the album is about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went through an eating disorder, and just little pieces of either being in that, or I guess most of them are being out of that and reflecting on it, and sort of just how that has shaped the way that I think and the way that I process that time and how I hope to be moving forward.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cara. Thank you for being so emotional open with me and for coming in. For all the listeners out there, Cara's album is going to be available online. Her session here as well as the interview is going to be up online at RadioK.org. For now, though, we've got some more great local music coming your way on this Thanksgiving Black Friday weekend. This has been Off the Record, Real Local Music at Radio K, Real College Radio.